Introduction. This is a book about gifts received and gifts given back to the world, about expectations and obligations, about family and community, and how they shape us. It's about living in a society that lulls us with unprecedented comforts, but also tweaks us with anxieties, both economic and otherwise, and too often leaves us empty and bewildered in our search for purpose. In short, this is a book about values, about the convictions and intuitions that define what's worth doing during our brief stay on Earth, about the actions and attitudes that will add up to a well-lived life. Economic prosperity may come and go, that's just how it is. But values are the steady currency that earn us the all-important rewards of self-respect and peace of mind. This is also a book about identity, about the callings and talents and decisions and quirks that make each of us uniquely who we are. Values and identity. In my view, these things can be meaningfully addressed only as two sides of the same coin. Our values guide our choices. Our choices define who we are. Life is what we make it. The concept is simple, but the process by which we make our own lives can be complex and baffling. Expectations and external pressures blur the outline of our truest selves. Economic reality, for good or ill, plays a big role in the dynamic, as does pure dumb luck. Ultimately, though, we create the lives we live. This is our greatest burden and our greatest opportunity. It is also the most basic bedrock premise of everything I have to say in this book. So then, what sort of people will we choose to be? In the myriad choices that we face each day, will we choose the path of least resistance or the path of potentially greatest satisfaction? In our dealings with others, will we meekly shy away from intimacy and honesty and tolerance? Or will we open ourselves to robust and candid relationships? In our work lives, will we settle for making a living, no sure thing these days, or aim at the higher goal of earning a life? How will we become worthy of the various gifts we have received? How will we learn the redemptive art of giving back? Answers to these questions can come only from inside each of us. The goal of this book is simply to raise them, to offer a framework for thought and, I hope, discussion. But who am I to be writing such a book? The honest answer is no one in particular. I'm not a trained philosopher or sociologist, and I'm not setting up shop as one more self-help guru. My only credential, in fact, is my own life, a life that has forced me to think long and hard about these matters. By the luck of the draw, what my father calls winning the ovarian lottery, I was born into a caring and supportive family, a family whose first and most important gift to me was emotional security. Over time, as a bonus that came as a gradual and wonderful surprise, my family also got to be wealthy and distinguished. My dad, Warren Buffett, by dint of hard work, solid ethics, and steady wisdom, has become one of the richest and most respected men in the world. I say this with plenty of filial pride, but also with the humble acknowledgement that those are his accomplishments, not mine. No matter who your parents are, you've still got your own life to figure out. Further, as is widely known, my father has some pretty strong opinions on the subject of inherited wealth. Basically, he believes that the silver spoon in the mouth too often becomes the silver dagger in the back, an ill-considered gift that saps ambition and drains motivation, that deprives a young person of the great adventure of finding his or her own way. My father had the enormous satisfaction of discovering his own passion and making his own mark. Why should his kids be denied that challenge and that pleasure? So, no big trust funds for the Buffett clan. My siblings and I, upon turning 19, were each given a very modest amount of money, with the clear understanding that we should expect no more. Certainly, there would be no juicy end-of-life bequests. Back in 2006, my father, in an act of philanthropy historic in its scale, gave away the bulk of his fortune, $37 billion, to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. At the same time, he established billion-dollar charitable endowments to be administered by each of his three children. So here's an irony for you. Today, at the age of 50, I find myself with the enormous opportunity